All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. And after Monday night's horrific loss at home, the Chicago Bears now find themselves with a record of 5-9 on the season. The Bears lost this past Monday night to the New Orleans Saints by the score of 31-15. This will be the fourth consecutive season without a playoff appearance for the Monsters of the Midway, and the fans in the city of broad shoulders are getting restless. Now, it starts with general manager Phil Emery. This was a guy that was brought in 2012 after Jerry Angelo was fired after nearly a decade on the job as the Bears GM, and he was supposed to be the guy that got the Bears to a championship. After going 10-6 in 2012 and missing the postseason, Emery did fire longtime Bears head coach Lovie Smith in favor of former CFL head coach Mark Trestman. And Mark Trestman was brought over to be the guy to work with Bears quarterback Jay Cutler and have him take his game to the next level. That is something that really has not happened this season. Cutler has 28 touchdowns to 18 interceptions. And you look in the last three games, more importantly, all three were Bears losses, 6 touchdowns to 6 interceptions. Now, during his time as the Bears starting quarterback, which goes back to 2009, Cutler is 44-37 as a starter. Now, the bottom line is the Bears really this season needed to rely on their running game with Matt Forte more than what they have. Now, Forte is on the verge of getting 1,000 yards once again this season. But when you look at the fact that the Bears have one of the worst total defenses in the National Football League, the last thing you need to do is have an offense that is going to put them right back on the field immediately. You need to control the clock, have good balance in your run and pass games in order to offset some of that inefficiency that you are getting from your defense. On top of that, we've seen a lot of mechanical flaws from Jay Cutler throughout his time with the Bears. And, you know, before he was a guy that held the football too long under Mike Martz. Right now, he's a guy that is simply holding the football too long as he is too tentative back there in the pocket. I'm not sure if he has the mental makeup for the city of Chicago, and I think it's time for the Bears to move on from him. I mean, this is a guy, Cutler, that was benched today in favor of backup Jimmy Clausen, at least for this Sunday's home game versus the Detroit Lions. But I think it's something where this Bears organization needs to start this thing over completely, because with what you have right now, it's not working. You have dynamic wide receivers in Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey. You have a good tight end in Martellus Bennett, a good quarterback in Jay Cutler when he is on, and a good running back in Matt Forte, but a bad defense. You can expect Bears defensive coordinator Mel Tucker not to be retained. At this point, it comes down to the decisions of owner Virginia McClaskey. Is she going to bring back Phil Emery? At this point, I doubt it. And if Emery is gone, that means that Trestman is gone. And if you bring in a new general manager along with a new head coach, they might be looking for a new quarterback, because Cutler is 31 years of age. And it's a situation where, you know what? The NFL is a young man's game. And, you know, you can't have a gunslinger quarterback that's going to give you 2 touchdowns and 2 picks or 3 picks every single game. It's not going to work like that, because that is not going to amount to winning football consistently. So it's a situation right now. I know the Bears still owe Cutler a lot of money, but if they could potentially find a way to trade him even for a mid pick just to get that money off of their payroll, that will work in the right direction for them. It's another situation. You have Marshall, you have Jeffrey. Yes, you have talent there, but this Bears team, they need to be fixed. And the guys on the team right now aren't going to be able to be the guys to get it done. You look at the fact that a lot of guys were paid handsomely over the summer. You look at the whole Lamar Houston incident going back to the New England game when he blew out his knee, and that was his first sack of the year, and this was supposed to be a guy that was going to beef up the pass rush. The Bears brought in Jared Allen, and they have only used him situationally And Jared Allen is one of the better pass rushers that the National Football League has seen. And he is a guy that can still put a ton of pressure on the quarterback if he is put out there. But it just comes down to the scheme right now that Mel Tucker is running. And obviously, it is not a good one. So this Bears team, they are light years behind the Green Bay Packers in the NFC North. The Detroit Lions appear to have passed them for now, and the Minnesota Vikings are a team on the rise. But simply for the Chicago Bears, this is a team that obviously is not going to get done in 2014. And for the McCaskey family, you know what? Just start over from scratch. Look towards free agency in 2015. Look towards the NFL draft in 2015 and move on and try to make as many deals as possible to alleviate some of the cap hits or cap money that you have committed right now. And just have a situation going forward down the road where you can have some wiggle room to go out there and make some moves. Folks, I want to thank you once again for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping all of the day's action from week number 16 in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you're on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.